When Bammy Decree finally left the slag pit too, 3 hours later, he was wobbling far more than when he had arrived. He had recounted all he had uncovered about the Stellar Envoy's checkered past, and Jeddak told him about the 62 years he had lost to a coma. Jeddak underplayed his interest in finding the ship and dismissed the Republic group as nothing more than a courier service. He made no mention of the Envoy being the key to locating a hidden treasure, although he knew he would have to play up that fact if he hoped to enlist Post in the search. The kid wasn't much with a blaster or an airspeeder, but he had talents Jeddak lacked, and he knew the ins and outs of modern life. More important, he was a keen observer, and a second pair of eyes would be crucial to steering clear of whatever parties were after him, especially now that they had made a move. Jeddak paid Bammy more than Post imagined the information about the old ship could possibly be worth, and sent him back to the Duro sector in a private hover limo, just as Narshada's short global night was waning.
"You're a lot more than I bargained for,"
Post said when Jeddak returned to the table.
"And you remind me of a former friend of mine," Jeddak said. "His name was Rhys, and he was my co-pilot when we crashed into that bulk freighter. He died here." Post frowned.
"Is Rhys part of the reason you're so keen on tracking down the ship?"
"Yeah, he is. But that's not the half of it."
Jeddak leaned forward in a conspiratorial way.
"Post,
what would you say if I told you that the Stellar Envoy is the key to finding a treasure, or maybe unimaginable wealth?"
Post regarded him over the neck of the bottle of ale.
"As in you have no idea, or you can't even calculate it?"
"Both."
Post took a sip of brew, set the bottle down, and wiped his mouth on the back of his hand.
"First, I'd ask you how you know."
"I was told so by the folks who were paying me to pilot the YT. Rhys and I were on our way to delivering it to someone when we crashed."
"And the YT is the key to finding this treasure?"
Jeddak nodded.
"Then you don't know where the treasure is."
"I know enough. And what I don't know, the ship does."
A look of revelation dawned on Post's face.
"Are you asking me to join you on this treasure hunt?"
"Chance of a lifetime, kid."
Post threw his head back and laughed.
"You must be space happy."
Jeddak snorted.
"You ever been off this rock?"
"No, but..."
"I'm offering you an opportunity you don't want to pass up." Post shook his head back and forth.
"Jeddak, sorry to have to remind you, but folks with blasters are after you. I appreciate the opportunity to see the galaxy, but I'm not interested in returning to Nar Shadda in a body bag."
Jeddak waved his hand.
"We can handle him."
"We can?"
Post took another pull from the bottle.
"What do they want with you anyway?"
"I figure they expect me to lead them to the treasure."
"Maybe you could cut a deal."
"Forget it."
Jeddak downed the contents of his drink.
"I'm not lying about the ship, Post. And the only thing Nar Shadda has in store for you is jail time. You know it as well as I do."
Post crossed his arms and leaned back in the chair.
"Even if that ship of yours isn't scrapped by now, it could be on the far side of the galaxy going to rust."
"You're not telling me anything I haven't thought through 100 different ways. Maybe it is scrap. Maybe it got vaped during the rebellion or swallowed whole during the war with the Yuuzhan Vong. Maybe it was dismantled for parts. If any of those possibilities turn out to be the case, then I pay you for your services as a guide to modern life, and we shake hands and walk away."
He paused to let it sink in. "But if we find it..." Now Post leaned forward.
"This is where it gets interesting, huh?"
"If we find the ship, we split down the middle everything it leads us to." Post pinched his lower lip between his thumb and forefinger.
"And just who's gonna finance this quest?"
"I have a small stash."
"How much?"
"Close to 8,000 credits.
Post's eyebrows arched in surprise.
"That amount could carry us for a while, depending on just where the ship ended up. I mean, if we wind up having to travel all the way to Ord Mantella somewhere."
"Suppose we start with Carcel and see where that leads us." Post smiled.
"Reg Taunt probably hasn't had a visitor in decades."